Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good morning, good day, good evening, wherever you're at on the global internet. This is Marcus Zellman, and this is Awareness Watch, Blog Talk Radio, bringing you the latest and greatest resources and information that you can, that's right, immediately take away from the show and use on the internet. Hi there, this is Marcus Zellman, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Awareness Watch, broadcasting to you live from Florence, Kentucky. It's 2 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and we're here to pump you up, to give you the latest, to give you greatest information that you can immediately use. Also, we're broadcasting now from new headquarters in Florence, Kentucky. Moved here last week, and this will be where we'll be broadcasting from all of our shows coming up over the next years. We're glad to be able to bring you this show. We're also makes available that you can call us in if you'd like on the show. The call-in number is 718-508-9839. I'll repeat that. Area code is 718-508-9839. The show is live. It's 30 minutes in length and starts, of course, at 2 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, of course, is May 8, 2019. And then the show is archived for easy review and access online at www.blogtalkradio.com/awarenesswatch, or you can go to my website, Zellman, Zillman.us, and scroll up to the top of the page, and you'll see Blog Talk Radio. You can click on that, and it will take you to the current show, as well as past previous shows as well. So with that said, today's show is going to be a show on Internet demographics resources for 2019, just been updated. We'll be highlighting the latest and greatest resources and sources for internet demographic sources, including the World Wide Web, including sources, including tools, including search engines and subject directories, articles, guides, and tracer. Literally everything on the internet covering internet demographics. We'll also be discussing my latest freely available Awareness Watch newsletter. It's volume 17, number 5 for May 2019, featuring online research browsers for 2019, as well as my freely available May 2019 Zellman column. This column is highlighting elder resources for 2019. Now, of course, you may call and ask your questions at 708-508-9839. This, of course, show is live. It's 30 minutes in length, and we'll give you all the resources you need. And if you happen to miss a show, then you can just go to the archive show and listen to the 30 minutes as well. So with that said, let's scroll over to my blog. Blog is reachable at Zellman, Zillman.org, or through my webpage, Zellman.us, and scroll down, you'll see the blog is embedded into the website, along with my other subject tracers and white papers and et cetera, et cetera. So if we do that, we'll see the first thing it's called Design Pack. That's right, DESIGNPAC. It's Rent Dedicated Web Experts. So www.designpack.net. It's created with you in mind, of course. Previously, hiring and designers, developers, and marketeers a la carte has been an expense many growing businesses just couldn't ill afford. Now, thanks to Design Pack's innovative business model, what was previously out of reach for many, many has now become easily affordable. Design Pack is paving the way for new and existing businesses to compete in the ever-growing global marketplace. With Design Pack on your team, your future literally is limitless. Design Pack is an innovative solution to all your growing business needs. It's affordable, your reliable solution, because it's modern and unique. It offers the skilled and experienced web experts you need at a price that you literally can afford. All of our web experts and recruits are examined and screened as well and vetted. They are the reliable solution because they care and value your business. You can rent monthly, semi-annually, or hourly the following. First, rent graphic designers. Second, rent web and mobile application developers. And finally, rent digital marketers. This has been added to Internet Expert Subject Tracer. This will be added to the World Wide Web Reference Subject Tracer. This will be added to Business Intelligence Resources, as well as added to Entrepreneur Resources Subject Tracer. This, of course, will be added to the Tools section Research Resources Subject Tracer. DesignPack. Rent dedicated web experts at www.designpack.net. Emerging Markets Introduction at globaledge.msu.edu/econ-class/emerging-markets. Now, emerging markets are countries that have characteristics of a developed market, but are not yet a fully developed marketer. A key difference between emerging markets and emerging economies is that emerging markets are not fully described by or constrained to geographic or economic strength, whereas emerging economies are constrained by political as well as geographical boundaries. These countries are experiencing literally rapid growth in industrialization and are very, very attractive due to a higher risk and return premium over already developed countries. This will be added to World Wide Web Reference Subject Tracer. This, of course, will be added to Business Intelligence Resources as well as Entrepreneur Resources. This also will be added to the Tools section, Research Resources Subject Tracer. Emerging Markets, the introduction at globaledge.msu.edu/econ-class/emerging-markets. Reverse Image Search Engine for mobile as well as desktop at reverseimagesearch.app. Now, you can welcome yourself to Reverse Image Search, where you can use specific images to search and gather similar information on the Internet. Now, while the traditional search queries mostly involve keywords, the Reverse Image Search focuses on using the image you have in hand to look up for similar subjects, items, or places to identify it for your intended use. The reverse image search is a type of online query where instead of a word or keywords, you will use an image. This means you'll need to upload the image if you have and use it to find similar content within the picture. Basically, this service is great for when you do not know the item in the picture or what its name is. You can just upload it, let our search engines look it up for you. This way, you could not have to guess, or if a desirable, the image through words and find it irrelevant, search results is in the end. This will be added to World Wide Web Reference, Subject Tracer. This will be added to Business Intelligence Resources, Subject Tracer. This will be added to Entrepreneur Resources, Subject Tracer, as well as added to the Tools section, Research Resources, Subject Tracer. Reverse Image Search for mobile and desktop at reverseimagesearch.app. Brave web browser at brave.com. Now, why use a browser that treats you like one? You know, you can enjoy private, secure, and fast browsing with Brave. Much more than a browser, Brave is a new way of thinking about how the web works. Brave is open source, built by a team of privacy-focused, performance-oriented pioneers of the web. Brave loads major news sites 2 to 8 times faster than Chrome or Safari on mobile and 2 times faster than Chrome on desktop. The average mobile browser user pays as much as $23 a month in data charges to download ads and trackers. That's almost $276 a year, folks. Brave blocks ads and trackers, so you don't pay for them. Popular sites often host multiple ads and as many as 70 trackers per site. Worse yet, most leading ad blockers still allow trackers through a profile, your location, behavior, and other browsing activity. The private browsing mode that others offer is not truly private, then. Brave's many privacy features, including Brave tabs for Tor, stop trackers, and provide a deep level of protection. This will be added to the World Wide Web Reference, Subject Tracer. This will be added to Business Intelligence Resources, Subject Tracer. And this will be added to Entrepreneur Resources as well as added to the Tools section, Research Resources Subject Tracer. Brave is a very, very private and excellent bot and web browser at brave.com. LLRX, featuring Manage Information Overload Resources for 2019. It's available directly from LLRX at www.llrx.com/2019/04/manage-information-overload-resources-2019. As we are challenged these days to expertly respond to an overwhelmingly amount of information. Much of it is not relevant to our requirements. It is a major undertaking to exercise our choices skillfully, as well as to balance our knowledge resources to the best serve our objective. Marcus Zellman's guide offers both broader resources on how to manage information overload, as well as sources, tools, and techniques to facilitate research productivity. The PDF version is freely available as well by clicking on this site. Take a look at Manage Information Overload Resources, www.llrx.com, giving you the information as a resource that's HTML. You can also get the PDF by just going to manageinformationoverload.info, manageinformationoverload.info for the PDF file, or going to llrx.com for the HTML file. All good, all available, and freely available. IndieEB, people-focused alternative to the corporate road at indieweb.org. That's IndieEB.org. When you post something on the web, it should belong to you, right? Not a corporation. Now, too many companies have gone out of business or lost all of their users' data. By joining the IndieWeb, your content stays yours and in your control. Your article and status messages can go to all services, not just one, allowing you to engage with everyone. Even replies and likes on other services can come back to your site, so they're all in one place. You can post anything you want in any format you want without anyone monitoring you. In addition, you share simple, readable links, such as example.com/ideas. These links are permanent and, of course, will always work. This will be added to the World Wide Web Reference Subject Tracer. This has been added to Business Intelligence Resources Subject Tracer, and this will be added to Entrepreneur Resources Subject Tracer. This also will be added to the Tools section of Research Resources Subject Tracer. IndieFeb, that's IndieEB, people-focused alternative to corporate web, at IndieWeb, IndieEB.org. With that said, let's take a look at some upcoming resources that we talked about earlier. The show is going to be on Internet Demographics 2019, and this is a Subject Tracer information blog developed and created by the Virtual Private Library. It is designed to monitor Internet demographics in the World Wide Web and listed in the white paper that is available at www.internetdemographics.info. We always welcome suggestions of additional sites and resources to be added in a comprehensive listing of, and please also check by any new sources that you've heard of that would like by clicking on this site. This will give you the information that you're looking for. It's been developed and maintained by yours truly, getting that information as well. Take a look at www.internetdemographics.info. And when you go there, it takes you to a white paper. White paper was just updated April 17th, 3 weeks ago. And it gives you freely available URLs on information demographics, internet demographics, and giving you those information. We share some here. About the Internet by the Internet Society at internetsociety.org. Axiom, Enterprise Data Analytics and Software as a Service, SaaS, at acxiom.com. Census Data, www.census.gov. The Cooperative Association of Internet Data Analysis, called CAIDA, CAIDA, www.ciada.org. Cyber Geography Research, personalpages.manchester.ac.uk/staff/staff. m.dodge/staff cyber geography, getting you the information that you need. Demographic and health surveys at www.majoredhs.com. Demographics of internet and home broadband usage at pewinternet.org, fast-sheet/internet-broadband/. All good resources that you can use immediately and take away, especially the new resources that just been highlighted a couple of weeks ago that are part of this ongoing and existing Internet Demographic Resources for 2019. Demographic and Health Surveys, www.majordhs.com. Demographic of Interior and Home Broadband Usage, www.pewinternet.org, fact-sheet/internet-broadband. Demographics Prediction, advertise.pimgads.microsoft.com/en-us/bing-ads-intelligence. All that and more, getting the information from your resource and using that information to refresh everything that's available on the site. E-stats from eMarketer at www.emarketer.com. Forensic Research at www.forrester.com. Free lunch, free economics, demographics, and financial sources at www.economy.com/free-lunch/default.asp. And global market share statistics by net applications available at marketshare.hitlink.com. Guide to Internet World Statistics at internetworldstats.com. Guide to World Population by Richard Jensen at tiger.uric.edu. Matilda R. Jensen /populate.htm. The Internet Monitor, analyzing online content controls and activity at thenetmonitor.org. The Internet Research Reports at www.securityspace.com/s_survey/data/index.html. Internet Statistics and Usages updated 2009 at www.refdesk.com/netsnap.html. Internet Standards and Facts for 2019 at hostingfacts.com/internet-facts-stats-2016. And that's a 2019 report. So we want to make sure, and we're going to do that now. We're going to open that particular link as we scour through and double check to make sure that that is correct and all is available. Open link and open link. Okay, bookmark this link. Copy link. Okay, all good. It looks like it's all good. And it's 2016. We just want to make sure on that. So we're going to go there, right? And take a look at where we're at. Open link in new window. And we're going to Internet Stats 2019. That's what it is. So far, so good for 2019. We're going to X out of that. Now we're back. Internet Stats and Facts for 2019. Internet Statistics and Usages 2019. Internet Traffic Report, internettrafficreport.com, Internet Trends for 2019, Stats and Facts in the United States and the World Wide Web, all available, getting you the information that you're looking at and the resources. The Internet Use Demographics from Pew Research, the Internet Users Country Comparison, the CIA World Factbook from the CIA.gov, Internet World States, Usage and Population at internetworldstats.com, and Media Metrics at www.comscore.com, the Neural Web Server Survey Architect and Archives, the Nielsen Net Ratings, the Pew Hispanic View and Pew Internet American Life Project, the Statistics and Market Data on Online Demographics and Use, Statistics Resources and Big Data for 2019, the Web Worldwide, U.S. Consensus and Census Bureaus are working with Data Visualization Gallery, www.clustermapping, mapping of nation of regional clusters at clustermapping.us, Web Characterization Project at oclc.org, Web Hosting at webhosting.info, the World Internet Project at worldinternetproject.net, the World Internet User Statistics and 2019 World Population Siren, all available from internetworldstats.com/stats.htm. And Zooknik, Z-O-O-K-N-I-C, Internet Geography Project, zooknik.com, and ZipWho, the most fun you can legally have without a zip, at ZipWho.com. All that and more is available, and available from the resource that we've been talking about, getting you the information that makes sense through internetdemographics.info. Internetdemographics.info is a great resource. It's a resource that you can use, and by using, you're able to get the information that you're looking at. So all this today was taken from internetdemographics.info. Internetdemographics.info gives you the resources that you were looking for about stats, about big data, and other types of information about the demographics and the profiles that are available on the internet, both historic-wise and current-wise as well. Now let's go over to awarenesswatch.com, and you'll be able to take a look at the current newsletter that I publish once a month. This is the newsletter. It's freely available, 35-page for May 2019, Volume 17, Number 5. That month's featured report covers online research browsers for 2019 and is a comprehensive listing of selected online research and research browsers, tools, and sources, including but not necessarily limiting search engines, directories, subject guides, tracers, and index resources and site on the internet for the 2019 year. Below list of online research browsers, tools, and sources is taken from a partially white paper titled Online Research Browsers for 2019 and is constantly updated with my subject tracer bots at the following URL, www.zelman.us/web/white-papers/online-research-browsers. This gives you all the information that you're needing and looking at on these resources. The paper, which is, again, available by link from Zelman Column, is Data-Driven Models of Governance Across Borders Datafication from the Local to the Global. Great resource paper talking about analyzing and getting the understanding of governance across borders when it comes to finding resources and tools that are available on the internet when it comes to research browsers. When you're at awarenesswatch.com, you can scroll down and look at about 10, 11 years of newsletters. It goes down to volume 8, number 1 for 2010. So that's 11 years, 8 years, okay, giving you the information. You can also type in what you're looking for. Volume 1 is an example, number 1, Awareness Watch, and it will take you to my first volume 17 years ago and give you the information that you're looking for. So it's available by search by typing in Volume 1, number 1, or Volume 5, number 6, whatever, and getting that information, or it's available from a comprehensive listing online at awarenesswatch.com. But the online version just brings it back to volume 8, which is 9 years ago, giving you that information. So with that said, there's lots of great information out there that you can use. You can also visit ZelmanColumns.com, ZelmanColumns.com, and it takes you to my latest May 2019 Zelman column on elder resources for 2019. You click on the PDF paper, and it tells you and shows you the column in PDF, the research column, and then it's broken down into elder resources 2019, such as 100 plus ways for seniors and baby boomers to save money on healthcare costs. Or you can go 101eldercare.com, elder care long term, and more at 101eldercare.com. They have the AARP as a resource, AARP Research Center. They have a center on aging at www.impactaging.com, Aging International, Aging Research, Aging, the Journal of American Aging Associations, Age Ventures, Aging and Disease, agingcare.com, Aging to Plan Network Watch. Aging Parents and Elder Care, Aging Statistics, as well as AGIS, Elder Care, Long-Term Care, and Caregiving Information Resources at www.agis.com, a guide to catering for a loved one's web with Alzheimer's disease, Alliance for Aging, we have Alza Forum, we have Alzheimer's Disease and Condition and Fashions Referral Code Center, we have Alzheimer's Research and Therapy, we have Article Geriatric Society, A Place for Mom, that's connecting families to senior care, Assisted Living Facilities Directory, Assisted Living Sources, and more. And this is just in the A part of Elder Resources for 2019. All great stuff, folks, that you can go and visit and take a look at ZelmanColumns.com. So by looking at online research browsers at awareness.com, the May, or the May issue of Zelman Columns, when we're looking at elderresources.info, getting you that information that is most liked and most reviewed. And then if we go to the next area of interest, which would be the information on Source Series workshops. The Source Series workshops are a internet research, are fast-paced, competency-based design, both for the newbie to the internet as well as to the seasoned veteran internaut, with loads of excellent examples and bookmarks. Now, each workshop participant will receive a completely comprehensive source manual of the most competent resources available through the internet on their research presented, allowing them to take back and to immediately use these powerful sources within their organization. A typical one-day workshop agenda is as follows. From 8:45 in the morning until 9 o'clock, you have introduction and overview of the Internet Research Workshop. Then from 9 to 10, you have historical perspectives of the Internet to current day happenings. From 10 to 10:15 is online, live examples from above as well. 10:15 to 10:30 is coffee break, cyber break. 10:30 to 12, we'll talk about listservs, news groups, chat channels, bulletin boards, forums, blogs, news aggregators, intelligent agents, bots, mashups in Web 3.0, social communities, business intelligence, artificial intelligence, deep learning, deep web, and lots more in that period from 10:30 to noon. From 12 to 1:15, we have a lunch break on your own. Then from 1:15 to 1:45, we have online live examples continue. From 1:45 to 2:30, it's online examples of the workshop sources. And then from 2:30 to 2:45, a coffee break or cyber break. From 2:45 to 3:45, tools necessary to build business intelligence, including browser toolkits, browser research toolkits, search tools kit, discover an additional 2018-19 resources. From 3:45 to 4:30, current awareness resources and what the future holds. And, of course, from 4:30 to 5 is questions and answers. You come to this workshop, folks, I'll guarantee you, you will learn. You will get deep learning and information so you can take away and use it immediately at your place of work. And there are other workshops as well coming down the road to give you that information, too, that we're doing. Advertising, marketing, public relations, academic research, business research, competitive intelligence researchers, education, distance learning, healthcare research, international trade, legal research, security research, and, of course, entrepreneurial sources on the Internet workshop. So all of these will be coming down the road to give you the information that you need to take away and make things happen. All right, with that said, we're scrolling right along, getting you the information on Awareness Watch, Blog Talk Radio, and we're always open to information that you need to give us as well, giving us the information to look at. We can then turn around and help you answer the many things that you're looking. Well, we've got 50 seconds left in the show today. We hope you enjoyed the Internet Demographics by going to internetdemographics.info. All those are available as a PDF file that you can scroll, click, and go get that information. If you have questions, feel free to email Marcus at awarenesswatch.com and get that information that you need, and we'll put that on to the next coming show or the next few shows. Also, don't forget, check with blogtalkradio.com or zelman.us for the latest workshops as well as for the latest Blog Talk Radio shows. We're in the process of bringing them up to date right now. We'll be talking to you next week and giving you the information on the complete title of the next month's shows. This has been Marcus Zellman. This has been Blog Talk Radio. I'll see you all in cyberspace and wish you a highly productive upcoming week. Each year's.